Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, sir. Come on in. Come on in. Come on in. Welcome to the Lawyer Henderson podcast show. I want to show people that they are actually acting a fool down there in Philadelphia. They are rioting as we speak. And that is what I want to talk about today on the Lawyer Henderson Show. Come on into the building. They are rioting. They basically are coming out the stores with all kinds of stuff. Riot, looting, in revolt. That's what they're doing. See, when you see this? This really is what you got to understand, okay? It is really going to be crazy here.
This really.
I'm sorry, I hear myself speaking.
Is what
sorry,
you got
guys.
To understand.
Hold on.
Okay.
Let me check.
It is really going to be crazy here. This
I'm hearing
really,
echo here. I'm sorry, guys.
I'm sorry, I hear
hold
myself speaking. Is what
sorry,
you got
guys.
To understand. Hold on.
Thank you all for joining me. Today, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the shooting of Walter Wallace Jr., Riot and Revolt, and Ice Cube's contract with Black America. We also, of course, going to be talking about the crisis of Black conservatism, deal with Candace Owens, Larry Elder, Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson, and why the concept exists in America. And we're also taking your calls today. The number to call in is 516-418-5867, 516-418-5867. See, here's the thing about what people don't understand about Riot and Revolt is that we stay in a system that has always treated us dirty, okay? And so what we're going to be doing, ladies and gentlemen, is we're going to be monitoring the situation down there in Philadelphia. They're turning up. Also, this is Christmas time, so I guess a lot of them decide that, hey, this is the wrong time to be shooting another Black man. Okay. So that is the issue down there. And we're going to be getting into that here. As you can see, I know y'all who are on the radio cannot see, but if you're on live with Instagram, hold on, let's check our connection here. Let's check this. Okay, let's turn, I'm sorry, here we go. Oh, they're at a local Walmart, y'all. They're down there in Philly turning up at a local Walmart. Wow. They went down to the Walmart and started to turn up. And so riot and revolt is the problem. It's the issue of why Black people need a different type of education. Okay. All right, so before we go into it, go ahead, area code 612. What you want to talk about? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yes, my name's David. I'm from Indiana. Thanks for taking my call.
Speak up, bro.
Wanted...
I can hear you.
Yeah. Okay. Can you hear me now?
All right. Hold on, my man.
Okay.
Just hold on for the right click. Okay. All right, go ahead, my bro.
Thanks for taking my call. My name's David. I'm calling from Indiana. I was wanting to talk a little bit about the riots and about the upcoming election.
What did you say your name was? Jason?
David? No, David.
Oh, David. Hey, yeah, what's up, David?
Yeah, I wanted to talk about the riots in Philly and then talk about the upcoming election.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead. Okay, you said David from where now? I forget the city you're calling from.
No, I'm calling from Indiana.
Oh, Indiana. Okay, yeah, go ahead, David.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, like, what we see people doing down in Philly is a disservice to, you know, our community and to our movement, because it discredits when people talk about police brutality and how serious it is and issues of, you know, racism. For people to go out and just start looting like this, to me, is just a bad look for us. I don't know why people don't see it that way, or maybe they don't care. They just want some free stuff, but it's terrible what's going on.
Okay, so you don't believe that looting is a part of rioting?
I don't. What I look at it as people who don't really care about this Walter Wallace or care about police shootings at all. They just look at it as an opportunity to get free stuff. I don't think that's a good look.
Okay. Let's talk about the issue. Okay. So the police were actually never called. They said they only needed the medical personnel. Do you think that the police should have showed up to that or what?
I don't know the details of when the cops came or when they arrived, but I mean, once you get to the point where you got a guy with a knife and you got a cop with a gun drawn on him, at that point, there's no way that's going to end good. I mean, everybody knows that that's pretty much going to end in a bad way. But what I'm more focused on here is the reaction and how people who are pretending that they care about Walter Wallace, care about the issue of police brutality, in reality, they're just taking advantage of an opportunity. And I think at some point we got to call the people out who are just using this as an opportunity to benefit themselves and at the same time make us look bad. And I don't know how anyone can respect that or justify that.
Okay. Well, here's the thing. I hear what you're saying, brother, but the ideal here, and this is what I want to talk about today, the ideal here is that these police officers do not want to use tasers on black people. They have not. They use tasers on white men. When white men are twirling these blades and these knives around, they basically get these tasers and will stun them. And then on top of that, they basically could talk all kinds of noise, and you see how the police will deflect it, and they will try to reduce the issue, and they just don't do that with black men. And the ideal here is that we have to start talking about the difference of policing as to when it's a black man versus a white man. The ideal is simply that if he had a knife welding it all around, yes, he did, but it's not a threat as people like to make it up. The police is basically there to defuse a situation. They did not use their tasers. And the ideal is to shoot somebody just because they have a knife and welding it, and you know that he has mental problems. I'm sorry, brother. I can't justify that, because I've seen in the past and I witnessed in the past where white men was welding all of these knives across, and the police were able to defuse the situation. A taser could basically defeat a knife if he basically just, you know, I mean, he didn't chunk it at him. He was just blowing around because he had mental issues. And they did not call the police officers out there. They called the ambulance because he had mental issues. So I can't justify a shooting and killing of this brother. As far as the looting, I keep telling people all the time, looting is a part of rioting, okay? There's no proper way to riot. And that's my conversation today. Now, as far as your justification of why this is making us look bad, the ideal here is that in our community, we have to We're basically, we got a lot of different types of beliefs. Obviously, you have a different belief than I do. But we have to also do better in understanding that the police do have an option to save lives, and they do have an obligation to defuse a situation when it's not necessarily a gun or something like that, which in that opinion, and then in that case, I would have been, as far as, you know, in that situation, I would have took your side. But here it's a knife, and he has mental issues here. So that's kind of different to me, my man. But your final thought.
I'm not defending the police's actions at all. I agree with you that
okay.
they should have used the taser. But I have no issue. Agree 100% about that. My issue is the reaction. Now, you talked about that looting is a part of rioting and that there's no right way to riot. There is a right way to riot. You riot
so
by going after the people that there's an issue with. You go after the police department. You go to the town hall. You go to the court building and you go burn that down or break into that or make a scene. You're breaking into stores and you're taking property, taking stuff. That shows you that, it shows you don't care about the actual issue. You're just taking advantage of the situation to get something. Let's keep it real, man. Most of the people out there rioting and looting, they could care less about Walt. They probably don't care less who it is. They probably can't even name the guy. They just saw, oh, hey, they got the call. Hey, man, come on, let's go. They out here getting stuff. Let's go hit a lick, whatever. People went. That's what happened. Let's be real. Let's stop pretending and sugarcoating and justifying bad stuff. Like, our people are not immoral people, okay? The stereotype of us is that we're immoral people that are prone to crime. So when our people go out there and perpetuate the stereotype, take advantage of a situation that's about a tragedy, a murder, and about an injustice that needs to be righted and dealing with issues that have to do with an institution, it's dishonorable to turn that into mass theft. That's what it is. Let's be real. And so for us to then to defend that, to me, I don't understand. I'm not for that. I don't know how you were raised. I was never raised to dishonor not only your own people but your family name. Like when I got my first job, my dad sat me down and told me how you conduct yourself at that job.
David, stop. Hold on. Okay. So what you're saying is that God forbid this happened to one of your family members. What would be your reaction to it then?
Yeah, my reaction would be to go at the people that did it. I would not take my anger out on people who had nothing to do with what happened.
Wait a minute, David. How would you go after them?
In whatever way. I mean, if you're talking about in a police situation, if I'm going to express my frustration or take my anger out, I'm going to take it out. I'll go to the police station itself if I have to, the courthouse, wherever. I'm not going to go attack innocent people's businesses and steal their stuff or break into somebody's house or light somebody's car on fire. That doesn't make it. That'd be like, for example, let's say somebody shot my brother, and then I come into your house and I break into your house and steal your stuff because I'm angry. Does that even make sense to you?
David, what is your solution? You basically said you're going to a courthouse. What are you doing at the courthouse? I'm lost here.
No, I'm saying if you're going to be rioting, and you want to burn things down and break cause a scene, go take it out on the institutions that you have a problem with. Like, go burn the police station down. Go burn town hall, the Capitol building, or the courthouse. Take it on, but don't take it out on innocent businesses who got nothing to do with
David,
and destroy
David.
Their livelihood. I don't understand. Why are
David,
you defending
that? Walmart is no different from a burning down a police department. What's the difference?
Yeah, but they didn't just go to Walmart
and burning down a police department. I don't understand. Property, they, but all of them that they.
That's a lot of people.
Okay. All right.
Turning their cameras way back there. Hello, Omaha.
What's going on?
And I have to also say, because a lot of people are here from
Is that on your end, or where is that coming
Iowa.
From?
Hold on.
Okay, wait a minute. Who's from Iowa? Ready to go.
Hold on. Let me stop this, man. I don't know.
Who's from Omaha? You know what? We're going to be in Iowa soon. We'll do that one separately. That's a big difference. 7 days from now, we're going.
All right. The interruption. All right. From Trump here. All right, David. Yeah, you was making this, making it plain that don't go and burn down a Walmart. Go ahead and go and burn down a police station. They've already done that, David.
So I just want to be clear. They're not just breaking into like the corporate store like Walmart. They're breaking into mom and pop shops. They're breaking into black owned businesses too. So you're telling me that's okay as well? Because so during the George Floyd protest, my aunt's restaurant got burned down. So are you telling me that it is justified because of their anger with the police department that they should burn black owned businesses as well? Does that make sense?
No, they have to understand something. Does it matter? It's not an issue of what has been burnt down. It's an issue at hand as far as this person been shot and killed. There's no proper way to loot or to engage in a riot. It's not no proper way.
It's, okay, so
okay?
If you just don't go into a neighborhood.
Huh? I mean, you just don't go into it. It don't make sense. You don't go into
I'm just saying, if your car had been lit on fire, let's say you lived in Philadelphia, happened to be out on the street, broken your car and just lit your car on fire, are you going to turn around and say, you know what? I understand. You know, you're mad about what happened wall to wall, so I'm cool with that. Is that how you're going to react? You're going to be okay with that?
Okay, I'll be mad, but I mean, if my car.
Oh, of course you'd be mad. You wouldn't be saying what you're saying right now if it was your property. That's my point.
My car basically would have all. It would be toast. Okay? I have to take it up with my insurance company. But at the same time.
And so is that not a problem?
No, I mean, it's a problem, but I couldn't do nothing about it if it's in
I'm not talking about doing something about it. I'm saying, would you be okay with that?
Hold on, David. If my car parked at a Walmart and so people start to riot and protest, okay, it's not my fault that the car is getting toast, but I understand the fact that my car was in the way.
Come on, brother. I'm not saying it's your fault. I'm saying, would you be okay with that? Because
no,
you're telling me,
okay with that.
That's my point now. You see what I'm saying? So my point to you is, because your property is not getting attacked and damaged and burned, then you now that's why you're saying what you're saying. But if it was your family or you had your friends and it was their property, their homes, their business getting destroyed, you wouldn't be saying what you're saying. That's my point.
Walmart, sir. Here's the thing.
Why do you keep bringing up Walmart?
You're trying
to make it seem like they're only attacking corporate stores. They're not. They're attacking stores in their own neighborhood.
They're after
people's cars parked right down the block from them.
They're after corporate stores. They're after other types of stores.
So they're only
they're
going
rioting.
To corporate stores?
They're rioting.
Only going
rioting
to corporate stores?
All kinds of other things as well.
Exactly.
And they're
attacking black-owned businesses too. Stop trying to defend these people and sugarcoat what they're doing. Like what they're doing is cool. It's not okay to do this,
okay.
Man. This is not what our people are about. Our people who have
okay.
moral and character,
you
got
said,
honor. We're not
David,
just dishonorable
people. Hold on, David. You said that we should go to the courthouse and do what?
If you want to burn the courthouse down, why don't you go?
Okay.
Isn't that who you had the problem with?
All right. No, and I asked you.
Am I wrong?
But that's what I asked you. What's the difference in burning the courthouse down and burning Walmart down?
It's a big difference because the courthouse and the police department are the people you got the problem with.
It's both.
Brother,
listen
to what you're saying. You're justifying people stealing personal property.
You out here saying, hey, you out here saying, don't go and burn down Walmart. Go burn down the courthouse. Brother,
you keep mentioning Walmart. Forget Walmart.
Okay.
What about the black-owned businesses that are getting burned and getting looted? Is that okay? You keep mentioning Walmart because you're trying to ignore that they're attacking black people's homes, their cars, their businesses. Does that matter? Are you okay with that?
No, no, listen. You're in a riot and a revolt. You don't basically say, okay, we're going to pick and choose what we're going to burn down. If
why not? Why don't you choose the people you got the problem with?
David, stop. Okay, I'm the host. Please don't talk over me. I'm trying to get you to understand what I'm coming from. I understand what you said. You're trying to say, let's pick and choose what to burn down. And I'm telling you, there's no difference between going and breaking down into a Walmart versus going to burn down a courtroom, a courthouse. They're both a part of the capitalistic system. It's no difference. If there's bystanders, okay, there's going to be businesses and stuff that's going to get in the way, and that's like going to war. You're going to get people who's going to get shot. It's a casualty. It's going to be casualties. People come back from war all the time that didn't mean to get hurt and injured and shot and killed.
Oh, so that's
war.
Okay then? That's okay
it's
then?
It's a casualty. If it's a
listen,
casualty,
brother,
of course, yeah.
If I got a beef with you, and I got a problem with you, but then I go down the street and I go pick a fight with somebody else who got nothing to do with it, it doesn't make any sense. If I got a problem with the police, with the justice system, why not take out my problem with the people I got the problem with? Why am I attacking innocent people who got nothing to do with it? That doesn't make any sense. That's why I asked you, if your car got burned, how would you feel? You said you wouldn't
brother,
be okay with
brother,
that.
I just answered that question. I'm a casualty, man. You understand?
Okay.
I'm like, damn, my car got burned down. My car was at Walmart. I shouldn't have been parked there. It's a casualty.
Brother,
it's not
just cars at Walmart getting burned. They're burning people's cars that are parked right on the street, right on the block, in their own neighborhood.
Okay, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
That
it's
means they're attacking their own people.
Yeah, it does.
So you're telling me in a war, when you go to war with another nation or a group of people, you're saying that in that war, it's okay to bomb an enemy. I'm going to turn around and attack my own people? What are you talking about?
Dude,
heard of a war where people bomb their own people and destroy their own people's homes? What are you talking about, man?
Dude, thanks for your call, dude. I got to go. You're not making sense to me, and you're getting off the subject here. Okay? Dude, here's the thing. People, here's the thing. You can call in, but I'm not going to continue to go back and forth with you on individual crazy stuff. Okay, my thing is that when you're in a war, things happen. Dude is up there talking about you shouldn't be burning down no Walmarts and then burning down no buildings. You should be out there burning down the courthouse. Dude, they're looting because there's value within the stores. Courthouse is not anything of value. I mean, yeah, you can burn it down, but it's not anything of value. You understand? These people are looting and they're rioting because this man got shot and killed, and he's up here talking about the way and the strategy of rioting. It doesn't make sense. If I'm rioting, I'm not going to say, I'm not going to, it's right there. I'm not going to do that. But hold on, let me go on over here. Oh, that car is in the way. It's foolish. There's no such thing as doing an appropriate riot. It's no such thing. Okay, and I have to go on to my show because I don't have time to be arguing with people. So here's the thing. Today we were supposed to be talking about this shooting, of course, of Walter Wallace Jr. and the crisis of black conservatism as well, and then give you an update on the Ice Cube response to Representative Cedric Richmond, who accused him of lying today. That's on the Lawyer Henderson Show. And we also, I mean, just listen, I got some five or six people who's calling in. Folks, just listen, okay? People are upset just because they want to. See, here's the thing, and you want to deal with the effects, okay? Y'all dealing with the effects. Y'all not dealing with the causes. Why are you up there burning down at Walmart? Stop that now. Go ahead and burn down the courthouse. Come on. Doesn't matter where I'm at. If I'm going into the store and Walmart and whatever just to get some clothes and stuff, it's a riot. It's looting. They all are the same thing. To let people sit up here and say, oh, you see, that just take the effort, that they just take the whole entire focus off and of Mr. Wallace here. No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. Because people in the black community have been deprived also of things. Okay? And that's the reason why we're going to get in contact, if we have enough time, we're going to talk about black conservatism. Because they are we have to deal with them because they think it's a huge situation with how we do things. I don't be going out. I don't be burning down that area. Well, now, what you should be doing is burning down that, y'all in there burning down your own neighborhoods. The black folks don't own anything in our communities. We have Arabs. We have Asians. We have Koreans. We have Chinese. We have everybody in there making money off of us. That's not our community. We just live there. You don't pick and choose what happens in a riot and a revolt. You go in there at Walmart. You go in there at Target. All right, they're down out there. Don't hit and burn down the police station. You know what I mean? That's ignorant, man. In a riot and a revolt, there's no rules. And the system is now, as they say, is illegitimate. We're saying that the system is illegitimate regardless if you see youngsters in there and Target and Walmart and other places and they're taking items that has nothing to do with anything. Okay? It has nothing to do with nothing. So when we talk there about riots and revolt, we're talking about people who basically is upset with the system. And it is them who basically have told this government that it is illegitimate. Because it has broken certain types of mandates and certain types of contracts. Okay? It has broken all kinds of rules and laws and regulations and rights that a people have in it. There's no fair way to justify a riot. It's not no fair way to justify a revolt. But at the time that we basically do justify it, it's because what? We're feeling a sense of powerlessness. Let me rephrase that. Equal way or just way to organize a riot in a revolt. We've already said in the black community that the system is illegitimate. That's the reason why a lot of us who's on code is not participating in this election. We're saying that you're not giving us justice. We're saying that you're not giving us tangibles. So therefore, we're staying home. okay? Arguing with people about what's going on, and that has nothing to do with it. And that's what white people try to get us to believe. Right? Now, y'all out there with they're worried more about property than life. The police will put on this in this particular community to protect property. They would not put into your communities and neighborhood to protect your life. And so, therefore, I don't want to spend a lot of time today talking about the same old thing coming from callers who are trying to be conservative, who wants to save a backwards and an unjust system. I haven't even gotten to my program yet. Riot and revolt is because a government has went back on its promises to basically enforce the Constitution fairly and impartiality. Riot and revolt means that when one basically has not done its services to its people, it has basically denied its people the rights to live in a community where there's impartiality into it. Therefore, people are upset and they engage in riot and revolt. I told you there's no such thing as a proper way to engage in riot. And Dr. King has also mentioned that rioting is coming from the voice of the unheard. So the crisis of black conservatism means that if we could justify the ideal that white people have gave some of us loans and businesses and things of that nature, that we can basically then take on their talking points and believe that there's a country that really cares about us all, but only a few of us making it, and there's a few of us who have to sell out in order to basically make it in this country. And so therefore, when you ignore a community and you pretend like they don't exist, these people then are going to react. When you advertise on TV about the Nikes and the Adidas and the Reeboks, and yet you don't set up and give us an economy to purchase those things and to get our kids to purchase those things, yes, they're going to engage in all kinds of looting. Okay, that's not the point. See, what David is dealing with and talking about, David from Indiana, what he's talking about is the causes. He's not talking about the effects. That's what the black conservatives want you to believe. Candace Owens wants you to believe that you're dealing with the effects and not the causes. The idea here is that people will say, well, we don't have, you know, a two-parent household. Those are effects. They're not causes. People also say, well, we have a crime in the black communities going up. That's not the causes. It's the effects that you have to deal with. We have to understand that these police officers were not called to the scene in this Walter Wallace Jr.'s neighborhood. And then basically we see the ideal that the police officers was not wanting to use their taser at all. Here's another Negro that shoot and kill him. Let's get all kinds of just, you know, publicity, because we are white supremacists and we have black conservatives out here trying to defend and rationalize a system just, you know, and it's just crazy. Right until one of their family members becomes a victim of police brutality and corruption. Then they want to say, well, it happened, and this happened, and that happened, and blah, blah, blah. We're not dealing with that. Right now, we have mediocrity among the police department. We got people who are on the police department who don't know how to deal with their racism. They don't know how to deal with the issues of being police. They don't know how to deal with the ideal of what policing is supposed to be. You understand? That's the reason then why we get a lot of black conservatives who want to just come out here and say and take up and use white folks' talking points because they're not educated to understand the facts and the truth about what mental illness is about in the black community. No one called the police out here to this particular location. No one asked them to come out there. They called 911. They said specifically for the ambulance. Now, if the ambulance called for the police, that's a whole different thing. But the ideal here is what I'm trying to tell you all is that we have to stop taking up for these racist white cops. David wants us to basically instead of going out there and looting. Well, why don't you just burn down the courthouses? Okay, it doesn't matter if it's the courthouse, it doesn't matter if it's the police department, it doesn't matter of any of those things. Rioting and looting is the same across the board, no matter what you do. There is no rules and regulations in rioting and revolt. There's no specific rules. Okay, and there is, and what I was trying to explain to the gentleman is that when you're in war, there's casualties because people often on the other side is going to then, you know, they're gonna have some people who's gonna be injured too. I mean, look at the Iraq War. You had 3,500 or something like that came back murdered and in coffins. Now, those are casualties. We have to stop playing games with our minds here. And so, and here's the thing, and I'm not saying that the liberals are any better. What I'm saying is that we know that Joe Biden is racist. We know that Donald Trump is a racist and they both are white supremacists. But what we have to understand here is that riot and revolt is a form of our political voices. Okay? I thought he was going to say something to the effect that we go down there and talk to the politicians. We've done that. We marched and all of that. We marched on Washington. We had all kinds of meetings, we lobbied, we protest, we did everything, and these people are still killing us with impunity because they know that, okay, well, they're going to riot, they're going to protest and protest, and now it came to the point that we're now rioting, we're looting, so that the business people understand that, okay, you basically are going to allow a black person to be shot and killed in your community. Okay, but we're going to basically damage property. That is coming from the voice of the unknown, the voice of the unheard. Okay, so this David got me off the topic where I was supposed to be talking about Ice Cube first and his contract with Black America. Let me do that right quick. And before we go back into depth into the conversation about what's going on in Philadelphia. Okay, hold on now. So Ice Cube responded to Biden staffer who accused him of lying, released the Zoom meeting. So earlier this week, Representative Cedric Richmond denied Cube's claim that Democrats wanted to wait until after the election to discuss his contract with Black America. You see, here's the problem. They are all trying to jump on Ice Cube because he's the only Black celebrity that's actually saying something that makes sense, even though he has not put the reparations bill up in there in his bill, I don't think, yet. But it makes sense to have a Black agenda. It makes sense. The reason why these people kill us is what these immigrant Blacks don't understand is because we don't have a financial and economic district. You see, they're not shooting and killing Mexicans. They're not shooting and killing Jews. They're not shooting and killing white folks. They're not shooting and killing anybody but Black people. And so therefore, like Dr. King said, riot and revolt is the voice of the unheard. And that's the reason why the crisis of Black conservatism has to be dealt with here in the society. These are people who basically that the white right has, the right arm of white supremacy has hyped up, financed them, and backed them up and say, hey, you can go with my white girlfriend or my white son or my white daughter, and we're going to finance you. And so you can go out there and tell Black folks that it's not about racism. It's about class. No, it's not. Because everybody else, excuse me, all white people, a lot of white people had a head start. We didn't have the same kind of head start that white people had. You had Joe Biden's son-in-law, I think it was, that basically, man, this guy is a failure. He's incompetent. He's mediocre. Bush, another person, white man, mediocrity all across the board. But these guys get what? They get opportunities because of their skin color. Let's be real about this. And now you got Black conservatives who they are financing and say, oh, no, that's not what's going on here. You're not getting shot and killed because you're Black. You see, you're getting shot and killed because you made a dumb decision. But none of these Black conservatives want to agree that there is medication that often is the problem with why so many of our people are in a mental state of mind. Medicine throws you off. That's the reason why taking medication from a lot of these pharmaceutical companies is very dangerous. Putting your children on Ritalin and all these other types of medication is the reason then why we see that there's a lot of recalls on this stuff. And then people want to blame the kids. They want to blame the victims without blaming the system of white supremacy and the oppression that we are under here. And I'm sick and tired of people calling me trying to justify the acts of these white supremacists and these thugs with badges. I just got information not too long ago where there were some police officers who were in the organ business and trade business in Florida. But everybody wants to say that this is a conspiracy theory. Why? Because the white media doesn't believe it. That's why it's a conspiracy theory. Come on. Black people, you got to wake up here. That's what the problem with Candace Owens. Y'all seen Candace Owens out there. Candace Owens is basically trying to, her points is good. We get what she understands about being, not having a father in the house. I get that. I'm in agreement with that. But folks, she is not telling you about the causes. she again is talking about the effects. What is going on in the black community is not the issue as far as because there's fathers that is not in the homes. That is the cause. And as a result then of your father not being into the home, then you have a situation where the father himself is basically being denied certain types of advantages with the child, and then the mom is thinking that the black mother thinking that she can raise a son when she can't. And so therefore, when she, you know, anybody can dress him up and tell him go to school and go to college and stuff like that, but it takes a man to raise that son. So yes, she's you know, and that son into a man. So yes, she's right on that. But then at the same time, you look at it, we see that, you know, liberals also play us backwards, and we have both liberals and conservatives or what have you, that it has us back and forth thinking of different ideals where we just don't deal with black problems across the board. And that is our issue. We have to start dealing with the problems across the board. So Representative Cedric Richmond said that he was wanting to meet with Cube, and yet I guess it was they were trying to exchange some cell phones, and they wanted him Cube to be on the on a Zoom response with all these other celebrities. See, this is the problem that we're talking about. Every time we talk about issues, we get people who wants to bring on folks who are not going to represent us 100%, with the exception of Ice Cube, because Ice Cube understand what the grassroots is on. T.I. understand what the grassroots is on. They both understand that if we don't get money, we cannot go and listen to your and watch your movies or go to your concerts. We're going to be poor and not have no money if we basically continue to go the route that we're going. And we've been telling you about 2053, listen, black folks will not have no power in this country. And that's because we have been back and forth talking about Democrats and Republicans and blah, 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 when that's not the issue. You know, how we rioted and how we basically looted, that's not the issue. You have to look at the causes as to why we're out there in the streets right now. And had they not shot this man dead, you wouldn't even have no rioting and looting out there. But we want to get people who wants to call me up and talk about, well, you shouldn't be doing that now. Instead of doing this, you should be out there, you should be in there, burning down that courtroom now. That's not even the issue. The issue is that we got a man dead. The issue is that when white men weld these knives, there is a lot of ways as to how the police defuse the situation, and they don't do that the same way with black men. That's the reason why we got all of this argument about defunding the police and not want them in our communities anymore. We got that because we're sick and tired of our people dying in the streets here. And then we got black conservatives who, and then until something happened to them, racism, as they see it, does not exist. This is dumb. This is foolish. Okay? That's the reason why Ice Cube did not want to attend that Zoom meeting. And then you give the man a cell phone number or get his cell phone number and say, oh, we're going to contact you. Come on. Okay? Representative Cedric Richmond knows better. They're trying to play politics with this man because they know that we have needs and we're making demands here, and people are trying to play games with us. But I don't need nobody calling me up here justifying the, basically saying that, oh well, we destroying property. Who cares? That's what the white folks are talking about. And the reason why they're talking about property is because black folks are not out here killing white people. And it's not that you burn down that property down there. It's gone now. You ain't done it in your own community. You burn it out, black community. Stop like that. Come on, man. Get real. The people who are in our neighborhoods, who are owning these businesses, you probably only have a few businesses in the black neighborhoods, and the rest of them is owned by Arabs and Chinese and Asians and Koreans and everybody else. Black people rarely own businesses in their own communities. And we only have a few black folks who can rationalize that concept. So riot and revolt, ladies and gentlemen, as I continue to just say it, I want to get this into your mind that Dr. King said that this is the voice of the unheard. And that people are saying, well, you know, rioting is not going to do anything. Looting is not going to do anything. But when you basically deny a people the right to have things, when you discriminate, when you have everybody else that comes over here and they basically get everything and black folks get nothing, and then you want to try to tell us how to go out there and riot and participate in revolt? Dude, you sound like somebody who's coming from a black immigrant country. There's no right way or wrong way to riot it. Rioting is also, and not only that, there is a destruction of property that goes along with rioting. Now let's look at what Amos Wilson talked about when he says about rioting in revolt. Okay, but first I want to he talks about earlier in his lectures where he said that he said that in a system of white supremacy, people are saying to their government that they are illegitimate. If your government is illegitimate, we have a right to then come to you and say that the system is illegitimate. And all kinds of demands must be met, are made. Okay? And the revolt is that we are rejecting to what is going on in our communities. We're rejecting to what the police is doing in our neighborhoods. We are basically saying that the system is illegitimate, and therefore in an illegitimate system, we are here to challenge you. And if you basically don't listen to us, then we will engage in a revolt. We'll engage in a disagreement. It is a violation of laws and contracts and all kinds of constitutional and human rights that the system itself and the people that runs the nation has engaged in. So riot and revolt is just not some kind of, now there is a situation where the rioting and the revolt can get off course. I do understand his point on that. But let's not forget, ladies and gentlemen, that we keep on dying in the streets, and black conservatism is not going to save us just because we come with empty talk, thinking, brothers and sisters, that that's going to solve the problems. And that's black folks' problem. They talk too damn much. Thank you. 516-418-5867. And folks, y'all got to understand something here. We've seen where police officers have shot and killed black people with impunity. And we can no longer listen to people who justify the shooting and killing. So I think what we have to understand, y'all, is that if we deal with certain types of issues, yeah, I believe that we can change certain things, but we've got to get resources in the black community for us to move forward. And so that we can then build up our own neighborhood and our own communities. One thing that white people do not want to do is agree that they owe us reparations. And that is because they like that they're benefiting from our problems, from our struggle. You understand? Rioting and revolt is a part of those people who feel that the government has defaulted on a contract agreement. See, we employ or we elect people in government to do specific duties, but when they basically is define those duties and they're basically not doing what they're supposed to, then the people have a right to talk about the grievances. We don't go out there and talk about how to riot. We don't go out there talking about what we should not do and should do. We go out there with a sense of purpose of saying, we're going to loot, we're going to steal, we're going to destroy property because this happened. There's no set of rules of doing it. We're just going to engage in it. Is it right? Well, it may not be, but folks, you're missing the point. That's not even the point. The point is that the police is not basically policing fair and impartial with impartiality. That's the reason why we have the campaign to defund it. And that's the reason why we're on the black conservative. What do the black conservatives conserve for white supremacy? The black conservative is wanting things to stay the same where they can justify and rationalize and be used to talk about the talking points and use the talking points of white folks because they don't have their own mind, like a Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson and Candace Owens and Larry Elder. White people on the right and conservative side say, we will finance these black people because these black people are going to help us justify our discrimination and racism towards blacks. And that's the reason why Candace Owens, with her white husband, is wanting to talk about issues, and she's up there with white folks engaging in all kinds of benefits that we in the black community who is dating black women are not getting. The black person do have, you know, certain types of advantages when they basically is sleeping with white people in a sense of dating them or whatever, because they get exposed to a lot of things that we don't get exposed to if we're not in a interracial relationship as such. So the crisis of black conservatism is a way to justify and to project on the black community that you all are the causes of your problems. And therefore, since you all are the causes of your problems, then I can talk about fatherhood and you all not having fathers in your home. I can talk about how your mothers are raising you. I can talk about all of these things. And yet I'm over here sleeping with a white man or a white woman, and I'm taking the easy way out while the rest of y'all, while the rest of us are sitting in the neighborhoods struggling and getting shot and killed by the police, and yet they don't want to give us reparations and resources because they know that we can deal and fix our own problems. That's the reason why we are not going out to the polls, ladies and gentlemen, to vote for no anybody, because it's not doing anything for us. The system itself is illegitimate. It's illegitimate. So we have to understand that. If we're going to say that this man, it was his fault that he got shot and killed. If we're going to say that about Walter Wallace Jr., if we're going to say that it was him wielding the knife, okay, then isn't it the police responsibility to say, okay, he doesn't have a gun? How do we basically have some mental experts who've been dealing with this man, such as his doctor, who gives him all kinds of medication? How can we get somebody to talk to him and negotiate with him exactly what we do with white folks in order for us to defuse the issue? No one wants to deal with that concept, because the police just want to kill another black person. They see killing niggers as a way of basically a fun thing, just like the Ku Klux Klan and the white supremacists. They kidnap our people, snatching them up, and they're killing them for their organs. And so we have a lot of racist cops that's basically out here killing us, and we got to start fighting back. Rioting and revolt is one thing, but yes, the riot and the revolt and the way that we destroy property are going still could basically remove us from the message. Okay, I agree with that. But folks, it is an issue here where we are not basically understanding why these people give us the legitimacy to go out there and do the things that we do. So here's the thing, because my mic is all screwed up over here, but I wanted to talk about this because it is a great issue here to deal with black conservatives on a way into which they rationalize the shooting and killing of black folks. Tell Kathy Wallace that her son is dead as a black conservative and give your talking points. Tell the males in the Wallace family, or tell the family of George Floyd, tell the family of Breonna Taylor, tell the males in their community, this is why he or she is dead. And they're going to also have another way of coming to tell you, and before they hit you and punch you in your face, they're going to also basically ask you the same question I'm asking you. Where is the deflection? The police don't have to shoot and kill us. And basically, to your point, if you're watching, David, the ideal here is that the police, that's their number one job. Their number one job was to protect property, not to save lives, by the way. But that's but you see what's the problem with that, though. The problem with that is that if you're only coming in out over here to protect property, then you're illegitimate because that's not what we basically told you to do. Okay? Yeah, you're supposed to, well, let me rephrase that. You're supposed to secure property, yes. But it is also that you're supposed to also protect our constitutional rights as well. And you're not doing that. You're worrying about something that you're not going to take with you when you die. Okay? This capitalistic system, it's not working for everyone. It's not working for everyone. Everybody is upset. You even got white people out there more doing the rioting and looting than anybody else. But David is not going to call in and talk about that. He's not going to talk about all of these people, these white folks who are the one that is engaging in the property damage. This is not the ideal of them destroying property in the black community, I understand that. I'm with him on that. But he basically is not trying to even talk about the white boys who are out here setting on fire this property, and they're the ones who are out here destroying it. And then when black folks get a hold to it, they go out there into stores and restaurants and break down windows. Basically, the message can get lost. It can be transformed into a situation where it can come into, well, let me just go out here and take whatever I can get. But that's a result of rioting. It's as a result of what happened. At the same time, had the police shouldn't show up, then they wouldn't have the justification of going into Walmart or any other store, messing up people's livelihood. COVID-19 has done that. So people have to understand is that we are not living in a democracy. The United States is not a democracy. You understand? The United States have never, ever, ever, ever been a democracy. Because a democracy, so-called, is under a capitalistic system, does not give and provide tangibles for those people who really have the goals and the aspirations to develop and grow. And as you see that our kids, like I said, specifically in Chicago and other schools, that might and that will to want to do something go right out of their eyes because it's a situation where they know it's going to be hard to compete because look at everybody coming across the borders taking over things unto which we worked hard for. And that's what Ice Cube is saying. That is an issue here of what is going on, why Black America is not benefiting from all of the tangible benefits that we should be because we built the country. And yet we turn around and we see that we're getting shot. We see that a lot of police officers being hired is coming from is not living in our neighborhoods. Hell, they're not even living in our damn country. And I get black conservatives call me up, or I get some bed wench calling me up, or we get some plantation Negroes, or we get somebody who's not even born in the United States who wants to justify the shooting and killing of black folks by police. No. At some point, I have to just say no, call it what it is. Now, we got a few minutes here. So I want to, let me see here. My other topic was what? Yeah, that was it. It was, let's see. Yeah, Ice Cube responded to Representative Cedric Richmond. You see, and let's just talk about that a little bit as well. Y'all understand, and I don't mean to go back and forth here, but I have to, because I got, you know, basically, because of the caller, I wanted to get into these topics first. But Ice Cube did not want to meet with other celebrities who did not understand what the issue was about and the issues of what we're facing. And yes, he did have experts to help him write the contract with Black America, but you have other celebrities who wants to criticize him, who wants to jump on board. Now, we've seen this before among Black celebrities. In fact, I think it was yesterday or the day before where I talked about be careful when Black celebrities jump on board on the grassroots level. They're not going to be basically understanding what the Black grassroots is coming from. Ice Cube is from the grassroots. He understands. When he said fuck the police, F the police, or whatever you want to call it, he basically knew about his struggle. Easy was with the AK. He knew about his struggle. Selling drugs and stuff like that, I denounce it, but they know that it's a struggle. And we talked there about white wealth versus black wealth is 10 to 1. You have, if we don't change our economic system by year 2053, we go back into slavery. Really, because we don't have no wealth, no power, no money. This is not nothing different from us having slaves and free slaves during the slavery itself. And you get a lot of people who want to justify that. No, we're talking about the issues in the black community that we don't want these police officers in coming into our communities. We have to defund the police, and we have to do what is called community policing, where we patrol the community to make sure that we get the rioters and looters and property damage people out of the communities and neighborhoods. This call is not going to come and talk about the white boys who engage in all kinds of looting as well. The shooting of Walter Wallace Jr., this is what it's going to continue to happen because black people lack power. They lack all kinds of resources, and basically we have not yet been able to destroy white folks' power to then basically criminalize us, destroy us, and kill us. So we found we got to start understanding things. And the ideal is there's no, the message may be thrown off because you're dealing with a lot of unorganized people. You're dealing with black people and young black and the youth who basically see this as an opportunity, yes, to get rich. I understand that point. But at the same time, if you don't give them opportunities, you got them crushed all up in the house, they can't go to school, you got this virus out here, and emotions run high. We understand that. Or at least we should understand that. but we have to see this from a different angle. We already heard all the, we don't have to listen to the black conservative. All we have to do is just turn on the white news and the white media and Fox News. We know that that's the same thing that the black conservative is going to say. Okay? So basically, it's no point of doing that. Represent yourself in court. Tomorrow we're going to be talking about the justice system itself tomorrow, actually. And I was going to do a segment on pro se plaintiffs and how to represent yourself in court. In fact, I'm doing a book on pro se plaintiffs. A lot of you guys who basically would like to represent yourself in court, I'm going to be actually releasing that book for anybody who wants to do that. Also, don't forget that my new book, Foolish American Politics, Let's Discuss the Issues, that is available at Barnes & Noble, Walmart, and Books A Million. Wherever your your books are sold, go ahead and pick up your copy. Now, they're trying to change the description. They recognize that they have made some mistakes. So I know some people are going to call me up on that. But just give it a week or so, they're going to be changing that. So just go ahead and pick up Foolish American Politics. Okay? We're taking your calls now, 516. We're back here on the Lawyer Henderson Show. The idea here is that I wanted for black conservatives and liberals, Republicans and Democrats, liberals and conservatives. It's not about party, okay? We as black folks have to move away from party thinking, okay? Because this country limits us, our ability to think, when we engage in only party line. I think if we are independent without party, in fact, I was going to show y'all that I actually threw my voting registration card away and basically ripped up all of the absentee ballots that they want us to send back. I destroyed all of that because I want to start over and say that I'm a non-affiliated with any party now. Okay? And that's because the problem is that the system is illegitimate, and that's the reason why we are having to riot and revolt. Okay? It did? So we're going to continue to monitor this. I mean, this is breaking news. When I came on, I tried to get more information on it, but they're still out there, day two, I think it is, day three, and they're engaging in rioting and revolt. They're out there stealing, of course, taken from all these stores and stuff like that. And the thing about this is that a riot is messy. It engages in damages and property damage at all costs when you have a riot and a revolt. And you've got to be willing to basically engage in all kinds of things. A riot in a revolt is not a peaceful undertaking. A riot in revolt is not something that you engage in and basically said, well, these are the rules of the riot and the revolt, and therefore nothing get done. The powers that be is not going to take you serious. So there is no universal way of rioting and revolt. It's just to go out there and do it. And I know it a lot of time it's disorganized, but like I said, there's really no rules to it. The ideal to try to suppress us and oppress us and thinking that the system is going to basically do something when we have known throughout history that when we protest and when we was peaceful and nonviolent and we went up to the Capitol buildings and all these things and march and all that, we were not getting anything done. So now that we're basically damaging property, people want to then cry foul play now. They want to play, they basically want to cry foul play. And you have the black conservative responding to this crowd. What makes a Larry Elder, a Candace Owens, any different than the black liberals like a Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton, or any other person that think liberal or conservative? They're both the same way. It's just they're on the opposite side of the political spectrum and the arms of white supremacy. So Ice Cube's contract with Black America is needed. And we don't care about what immigrant Negroes think. They are pointless. Are these Uncle Tom or Sambo Negroes? These Negroes are pointless to the conversation because they like white mommy and white daddy to harm us. They basically will justify anything. They like what white mommy and white daddy is doing. Go ahead and kill them and hurt those Negroes so that we can then take your place. Tariq Nasheed talks about the tethered black immigrants that come over to the country. These are people who want to take the places of ADOS or the foundational black Americans, black people whose ancestry goes back to the killing fields of the American South. They like this. They enjoy this. They want to continue to see us murdered in the street. And instead of talking about the loss of life, hey, y'all out there, y'all burning that property now. Y'all out there knocking down, knocking down those stores and setting on fire the police stations and overturning police cars. Y'all just violence. Then that's not the message. It doesn't have to be the message. The message is clear that the grassroots is talking. And as Dr. And I will reiterate until this program is over that Dr. King said that this is the voice of the unheard. So just think about it, that all of the civil rights people and all of your conservatives who think that they finally got a seat at the table on black conservatism when the white Republicans said, y'all are not even in the House. Remember, Candace Owens was not invited to the Republic National Convention. Come on, people. Wake up. It's not about black conservatives, white conservatives. It's about what's going on in black in the lives of black people and what role are we playing. We have been a scapegoat in this country for years, and that the white supremacists have done in us as well to justify, to basically try to get us to think that we have to be ashamed just because we don't want to go to the polls. We have to be ashamed just because we are basically there disorganized in our riots and revolts. Yes, our young people are basically disorganized in their riot and revolt. But they are the voices of the unheard, because while all of the older black generations have been talking for years, we have not seen anything done. And that's the reason why the younger people have taken over the plight of where we are today. And that's all I'm going to say.